Graft versus host disease can also be chronic, and it can be a slow process, somewhat like chronic rejection, where you get fibrosis of skin, liver, GI tract, and lungs without the actual acute necrosis. Again, if this is severe, it can lead to complete dysfunction of the involved organ and death. Donor natural killer cells may be responsible for some of the recipient epithelial cell damage. And now the reason why that last question was false: acute and chronic graft versus host disease is treated with intense immunosuppressive therapy, and it's often more resistant to treatment than allograft rejection, possibly because of the NK cell involvement.